Today was supposed to be a day of peace in Ivory Coast, a West African nation which used to be a model of stability. A ceasefire was expected between government troops and rebels who led a failed but bloody coup last month. Now the government has balked, demanding that the rebels disarm first, and new fighting is reported. NPR's Jason Beaubien is in Abidjan, Ivory Coast. Jason, I understand that defense and foreign ministers from six West African nations have been trying to broker this ceasefire. What's the latest from them?
Today they met with President Laurent Gbagbo. It was a meeting that was originally supposed to happen at 11:30 this morning. It got pushed back to 3:30. And this comes after the government has stalled for 3 days on signing a ceasefire agreement that it said it would agree to. When the foreign ministers from these other African nations left that meeting with President Gbagbo, they came back to their hotel, packed their bags, and headed for the airport. A few of them have stayed behind, but most of them have departed. So the talks have completely broken down at this point, and President Gbagbo says he will not negotiate with what he's called terrorists who have seized most of the northern half of this country.
What can you tell us about any renewed fighting in the wake of the breakdown of talks?
We're getting reports of fighting on the outskirts of Bouake. Bouake is the second largest city in the Ivory Coast. It's been held by the rebels for about 2 weeks now. It's in the northern portion of the country. And we've also gotten some reports of government troops moving in that direction throughout the day. So that's the latest that we have.
Jason, help us understand how the Ivory Coast could degenerate so quickly from being this prosperous, stable nation in West Africa into this present state of conflict?
Well, there have been some long-standing tensions in this country that were suppressed for quite some time by an autocratic government. These are both ethnic and religious tensions. The northern portion of the country tends to be Muslim. It also tends to be ethnic groups from Mali and Burkina Faso, the Ivory Coast's northern neighbors. Those tensions really came to a head during the last presidential election when a very popular northern politician, Alassane Ouattara, was excluded from the election on the basis of him being from Burkina Faso, a claim which he denies. The Ivory Coast has been very successful in part because it's the world's largest cocoa producer, and it's had a strong agricultural economy, but it has some of the same tensions that other places in West Africa have. Two of its neighbors, Liberia and Sierra Leone, have fought very gruesome civil wars, and this is exactly what the negotiators say they're trying to avoid happening here.
Jason, any sense of whether talks will begin again anytime soon?
That's unclear at this point in time. Some of the negotiators have stayed behind. Many of them, however, have left. And this very much opens the way for the government to launch a counteroffensive against the rebels.
NPR's Jason Beaubien in Ivory Coast. Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.